Have you heard about Anchor? Well, actually you have. That is how I am recording my very own podcast. Let me explain. It's free. All the creative tools that you'll need to record your own podcast are right at your fingertips. You can use it right from your phone or your computer. It even distributes your podcast for you on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can even make money from your podcast. That's right, with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to get your voice out there into the world. So if you have something that you want to say, simple, it's easy. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's it. Hello, this is Bree, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussion and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of male marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so we'll share tips to make you the host with the most and the life of the party. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and review. Let's do this. All right. Happy December, everyone. This is a special intro before we jump into our interview with John and Samantha Cummins of the Come Home Project. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday. And of course, you know, we want you to be the host with the most. So a couple of quick December announcements. First of all, for those who do not know, it is engagement season. That's right. Starting in Thanksgiving timeframe all the way to Valentine's Day. It is the time when people are popping the question. That's right, engagement season. So why do I love this time of year and why is it perfect for engagement season? Well, one, you get a lot of time to spend with family. So the holidays present the time off and the opportunities for people to get together. People love to cook their favorite dishes. Maybe there are some family traditions around coming together during the holidays. And this is a perfect time. It's like everybody has the holiday spirit and they're joyful and they're hopeful for what the new year will bring. So this is a perfect time to start the new year off with some big changes, like proposing, or I know some people have started doing visions for 2020, writing down some goals, journaling. That is all some magnificent things. So if you're going to host some family or friends over the holiday, here are a couple of tips that I have for you guys. Number one, maximize on those sales. That's right. Everyone has a sale going on right now. Figure out a way how you can work your budget wisely. So that way you're still meeting any financial goals that you may be trying to hit, especially for 2020. You don't want to go into debt trying to get people gifts and everyone on the list something, or do really lavish things that you hadn't maybe planned out in advance. This is a tip even for myself. I know my husband will thank me for the tip that I'm giving myself right now. Tip number two. And this is a fun one. Think outside the box. When it comes to gift giving or proposals or anything like that, think about some sentimental things. Maybe it's a poem, a note. Maybe it's a service that you write in a card, like you'll wash someone's car or babysit for them. Being a little more thoughtful in your gift giving is an awesome, awesome way to show people that you care. And it also doesn't break the bank. Tip number three. Relax. I know, I get it. It's some hustle and bustle that comes with the season. You want to be at everyone's dinner, travel, see family, and do all the things. Please, please, please find time to relax. If you're serving in our military, if you're the spouse, if you're the family, just know that throughout the year it can be very stressful. So please maximize on this opportunity to kind of just relax and hang out. Maybe do nothing. Doing nothing is awesome. It's a great option. Everybody enjoy their holidays, and we're going to jump right in to our interview with the Cummins on the Come Home Project. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes. This evening, we have a special heart-to-heart with the Come Home Project. Say hello, you guys.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, so I am super excited about this episode. It is all about diving deep into the Come Home Project. I'm here with Samantha and John. They're going to give you the ins and outs. I'm going to give them a chance to introduce themselves and tell you why they are so awesome and why they are, to me, a military power couple. Go ahead, guys.
Awesome. Well, first off, thank you for having us. It's always appreciated.
Yes, definitely.
I'm John. This is my wife, Samantha. And we created this, and our why behind it is pretty simple. We saw a problem and we wanted to take the action. Instead of just creating the awareness for, you know, a problem and calling attention to it, we decided to do both. We are calling attention to the problem, and now we're executing with a solution behind it.
I love that.
You want to go with it, Ben?
Yeah. So what the Come Home Project is we are a nonprofit organization, and we started this back in June after John came. He got this idea, and it was just like, you know what? We've seen way too many couples, way too many friends going through divorce and frustration, and how many spouses out there in these groups talking about how many problems they're having communicating with, you know, the military personnel and not being able to relate or understand or just arguing constantly. And we just could not stand it anymore. And night after John was on FaceTime with me, a bomb went off not far and like knocked everything over in his tent. And he was just like, I'm supposed to be home. This is not where I'm like meant to be.
Wow.
So a little background on it. I had spent 6 years in the Marine Corps. And then afterwards, I was contracting for SOCOM as a drone operator. So all this stuff is going down. You know, we're doing our missions. That moment that Sam had just talked about happened. I was like, you know what? I've been sitting on this idea since I got out of the military. Why not just execute it now? Like, my wife is pregnant with my first child. I do not need to be doing this anymore. I've done my time. Let's get out. Let's make an impact from the outside. And what I can't, you know, in doing these courses and what we've come to realize is that trauma is trauma. It doesn't have to be related to the military, although in our, you know, the military, you see it. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't matter what extent it's experienced. Right. It's how your brain reacts to it. And that's different for everybody. And that's what we're really trying to get out there is, okay, so one, the trauma is happening. Doesn't matter the scale, it's all the same depending how your brain treats it or you reacts to it. So this is all going on and we see it. We're like, okay, cool. Let's make this impact. We create the Come Home Project. And we just put it out there. And suddenly all these couples are realizing, wow, we're going through the same exact thing. And nobody wants to talk about it. A lot of it is, I mean, everyone knows the scenario, right? Inside your home, there's fights. Things are getting broken.
Yeah.
Not good. Mm-hmm. You close that door, your front door, and you go back outside to work. And suddenly you're wearing a smile like nothing just happened. And right. That's what we're really, really trying to fix.
So our mission is to strengthen the warrior spouse relationship. And we are wanting to reduce divorce rates within our military couples. And we want the military couple to be the ideal couple to look up to.
That revered couple, that power couple that's like, they've done so much for this country, for themselves, for others. And now look at how successful they are in their marriage. That's what we
I really love that. Doing. Love that. So let's unpack that real quick. So that everybody is following, they just gave a huge why. And this story that starts it is just so impactful. So the Come Home Project, it is a nonprofit. As you heard, they do have some training and some courses. We'll dive into that in a little bit. But it came from you've served, you got out, you were faced with what a lot of us will see through the course of service, a close call that really brought you home. And I kind of love how it brought you to your purpose. And at such a beautiful time, you know, you're about to have a little one and it really brought you to your purpose. And I can completely relate to you when it comes to always seeing, you know, couples falling or their marriage, I don't want to say that they failed. They didn't fail. It's just separation and divorce became the option for a lot of couples. And it definitely hurts. It definitely hurts to see the people that you serve with, that they become a part of your family. You see them as a unit and you seeing them hurt and hold things in and not be transparent or feel like they have a place to come to have strength and wholeness in their relationship. So I completely love everything about the Come Home Project. So let's dive a little bit more into your courses. Tell us a little bit about that.
So before we dive into that, I think if you don't mind, I'm going to share kind of the story of why we started these courses a little bit.
Of course.
So sure. John and I have gone through a lot. We've been through hell and back within our military life. We were hit when we were stationed in North Carolina with a natural disaster.
We lost everything to a hurricane 6 weeks before I was supposed to get out of the military.
So we were literally homeless with nothing. Like, it was just insane. And on top of that, a very, very large issue in the military community is mental health and asking for help.
Yes.
And there is a huge stigma on asking for help. Our, you know, men and women, they're big, tough guys, right? Like, they don't need to ask for help. They're good.
Or like the dude will be like, bro, what do you need to tell me about my marriage? We're good.
It's
just breathe for a second.
So something that John and I had gone through is we're always investing in ourselves. And something I told John is, you know, I'm here for you, whether you want me to sit right beside you or whether you want me to sit outside and wait for you. And so what we decided to do is we went after a lot of doctor's appointments and things like that, preparing with the VA and getting out. We were suggested to go to mental health. And so I supported John and sat in with him in the appointment. And it came to us doing some couples counseling to deal with PTSD. It was specific to that. And when we did that, we found out that it was not very easy to talk about what we went through to this counselor. She ended up in the middle of one of our sessions telling us that we needed to stop because my husband had gotten his tone was too much. And I was like, oh my gosh, no, this is so great. It's totally okay. He needs to vent and get this out. And she said, no, I'm not comfortable with his tone. And when she said,
I wasn't raising my voice, I wasn't disrespectful, but it was my tone.
So when she said that, it was like a huge eye opening for John and I, because if we're going through this, how many other couples are going through this to where they feel not comfortable to talk to someone who cannot relate to
them?
And
the thing is, too, and I think about it even going in, like, in reality, compared to even my brother, who's been in the Marine Corps for 9 years now, you know, he's done 3 deployments, like, really salty guy. And I think about, you know, my brother or people who have done more than I have. And I think, wow, okay, if I felt the need to go in with my wife and let's just talk and learn techniques on about, you know, how to get through this together as a marriage, together. I think about other people who've, you know, gone through more. And it's like, I see why 22 a day is happening. I get it. Mm-hmm. And the awareness to 22 veterans killing themselves every day is there. But when are we going to start doing 21 pushups? When are we going to start doing 20 or 19 or 18?
Yeah.
At what point are we going to realize and look at ourselves, hey, we need to fix this together. If we can make the marriage strong, the family will be strong. And suddenly that number is going to fade away.
So I love that. Yeah. I love that. Go ahead.
So
I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's totally fine. That's the seriously passionate story that we have, though, that like really pulled at us. And so that's where we built a couples course, and it is virtual, so you can do it from anywhere. We've done 2 courses already and they have turned out phenomenal. We've had people stationed in Japan and their wives were still in the States. We've had people in the Middle East and their wives were still in the States, and they were on this call together, and it was incredible. So what this course does is it's basically John and I hop on a video call with the group, and we go through not this happy-go-lucky thing, but we are teaching you effective communication. We're giving you tools and techniques on how to get through the hard things, like talking about money, going through PTSD, and, you know, it doesn't even have to be PTSD, but mental health and how to
increase your happiness in general. Increasing. Nobody wants to wake up miserable.
No. And it's so hard because, like we've talked about before, there's so many programs for spouses and there's so many programs for the military personnel, but where is the tools for the couple together?
There really, I completely agree.
Really is a my minuscule amount of that.
Yeah.
So that's where we built this.
It's go to the chaplain. It's go see outside help. And you know what? I'm glad, you know, everybody goes through things for a reason. I'm glad that you had that experience with a counselor, because oftentimes I really do feel military understands military. Like your tone or how you were communicating, the fact that you were communicating was amazing. Like, I would have been applauding you for that. And as long as Samantha was comfortable in that setting, I absolutely understand that. Just like, you know, crew dogs and stuff on our end, like, it's just a different culture. And if you're not familiar with the culture and how we express ourselves or the roughness, like you said, the tone behind it, then there it's a complete disconnect, which is why I love the fact that you guys started this project. And it's really going to turn into a movement, because like you said, and I, you know, like we said, we're not going to go down rabbit holes, but I love how you said about that 22 a day. We actually had a suicide here on our installation the other day, and we were working with a team to figure out, you know, how can we stop being reactive to this thing, and how can we truly find solutions to making people find happiness and talk about mental health and address PTSD. All of these things are components that need to have more attention to. And like you said, it doesn't always have to be, and the spouses go over here for this resource and our military members go over here. Like, no, there need to be more platforms like this where you can address it together, because there's strength in numbers. Like, the military should understand that, right? There is strength in numbers when you are tackling a problem. And I love how Samantha said she was right there in with you. She would have sat outside or whatever. You handled it together. And I feel like this program and the courses that you do, it allows married military couples to address it together. And we so need that.
Yeah, 100%. And to kind of go off what you were just saying, we say this to everybody. You can do 4 years, 6 years, 10 years. You can retire at 40. But there is going to come a point in time where hopefully you're blessed enough to where you can leave the service alive, right, and retire.
Yeah.
But when that happens, who is there for you now? It's your family. You get that DD-214 in your hand, that's it. I mean, there are resources. There is the VA. But majority of your time, it's your family.
Yeah,
they're the ones who are going to be there for you. And what we need to start doing in order to correct this problem is, one, we've realized it's there. It's been realized for a really long time. It's aware now. The awareness is there. We just need action. We're taking it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just, that's it. We're on the action portion now.
And something that we try to encourage too is, we have so many younger couples. Like, we are the new generation, right? Like, there's so many sources out there, but they're so, you know, nothing against the older things that are there, but you need something new. You need the new relatable people. And we're encouraging, if you're married, you need to be a part of this. But if you are in a long-term relationship, or if you are, you know, engaged, you need to be proactive. Start learning about how to
communicate. I so agree.
You need to learn about how to communicate during deployments. Don't just go into it blindsided or listen to other people. You need to learn how to effectively communicate before you go into these things. And that's where we encourage, is like, hey, you're not married yet. Awesome. We want to help you before you're going into this.
Yeah. And I guess really for anyone listening, if you're thinking about the Come Home Project, you're like, wow, this sounds like maybe I should introduce this to my husband. I ask you this. If I could say we would make you happier, would you do it? And the answer is yes.
Good question. Yeah. It's yes. Yeah.
And who doesn't want to be happier? And there's no shame in it, because guess what? You can hop in that group and then, cool, you're in there. You don't have to comment or like stuff, but the resources and tools are still there for you to use in the comfort of your own home.
That was one of the biggest things that we wanted to make sure that we could do. When, you know, asking for help, not everybody wants to go do it, especially when you're in the service. The big thing was like telling your command where you're going. And a lot of people didn't like saying, hey, I need to go to mental health, because what does mm-hmm. that define you as in the military?
Right.
You know, weak or, you know, not stigmas. Stable.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
You're weak for getting help, and you're also weak when you blow your brains out afterwards.
So it's ridiculous.
Right, right.
So being able to hop on your phone and watch a video of John and I, and the men are able to relate to John and the women are able to relate to me, and you're in the comfort of your home. And so sit in bed and you're like, people are like, I don't have time. Sit in bed and watch our 10-minute video, and maybe you can effectively communicate and be a little bit happier before you go to bed at night together.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Said.
I love it. That's so, right. Yeah. Definition of right. High five over there. I yeah. love that. The mission, strengthening the warrior spouse relationship. I mean, you said it. We want to make our military couples those power couples, the ones that people revere, that they look up to, and it takes getting connected. And I love that you said, go ahead and join the group. So for those who are wondering how they can be a part of the group, I know I'm all up in the Facebook group. Share a little bit about the Facebook group, as well as your website, so everybody can get connected.
Sure. So we started this community just about, 7 months ago now?
It's June.
We started in June, and we are over 1,300 members. So if you are questioning whether to join this, you are not alone. There are people in here. It's the community. So you go on Facebook, type in the Come Home Project. We have a page, but make sure you go to the group and join the group. And we have a website, super simple, thecomehomeproject.com. What we're doing in the upcoming next few weeks before 2020, we are getting an email service started. So within the group, put your email in. You'll see a post. We just put it up tonight. You'll put your email in, and we're going to start doing updates via email, so that if you are not on Facebook or your spouse is not on Facebook, they can still get these videos and these webinars that we're going to be doing, and you know about our date nights that we host at the same time, and the couples courses when they're coming up. You'll now be able to get them to your email if you do not have Facebook, or you know, want to be updated instead of sitting on Facebook constantly.
Oh, and see, we didn't even touch on the date nights, guys. So
I know.
What area do you need to be in to attend the date nights?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. What area do you need to be in to attend the date nights?
So currently, we're hoping to be able to complete this year. But right now, if you're in the Southern California area, specifically Oceanside, California, that's where our date nights are currently held.
Yeah, so the Camp Pendleton region. So if you're in San Clemente, we've had a lot of couples come from there as well. So Southern California region around Camp Pendleton we are hosting date nights, which is really awesome. They are free to our couples, and they're sponsored by local community, you know, breweries or members.
Love
so
that.
It's a lot of fun. And then what we're hoping to do is get into other areas. Specifically, I think Texas was a large one we were looking at, and obviously Camp Lejeune is huge on the East Coast. So we're looking to spread this, but right now that's where we currently are located.
Yeah,
that is amazing. So that all that means, guys, is that you need to pack a bag. I'm going to convince my husband to do this SoCal date night. I mean, why not? And then make sure that you follow the links. I'll make sure I put them in the show notes, so that you can get connected to the Facebook page, the Facebook group, as well as hop onto that website so that you can get subscribed to get those emails and those updates, because you don't want to miss the content that's going up. Always of value. Thank you guys so, so much for having the heart to even start this, and for being a part of just strengthening that military marriage community. Like, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And definitely anyone who is interested, or even thinks that they know someone who's interested, share this, because the more people that we can impact, the more marriages and relationships that we're saving. And if any of this sounds great, we are planning an annual retreat in Southern California. So make sure that you get involved in what we're doing now so that you can be a part of it later.
Well, that's awesome. Yes. Beautiful. So everybody pack a bag. somehow. Yes. I'll make sure to push that out as well in the Hearts and Stripes community. This has been an amazing heart to heart. And we look forward to having you guys on again.
Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. It is time to earn your stripes. That's right, EYS. So today is very simple. You've heard a lot about the Come Home Project. You simply just need to sign up to get their email updates. We absolutely believe in what they're doing at the Come Home Project, and we love for you to get plugged in. So check out the link, earn your stripes. You got this. This podcast is sponsored by B. Carroll Events for wedding and event planning and design. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few and the proud that aim high and are forged by love. Born ready. We are Mill Marriage Strong.